I tried for so long to wash away my own stains, but everywhere I turn, there's another.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家又收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
今天呢，我们要说一说英语里很多的词。那每个语言里面呢，一个词可能都有很多不同的意思，是吧？
嗯。
A word with multiple meanings.
Right.
然后在中国，你学的很多英语词啊，到美国或者跟美国人一聊天，发现呀，它这个意思完全不一样。
嗯。
What?
Yeah,
totally different.
Totally different. So today we are going to help you guys learn some really, really, like, really useful ways to use these words that you might not have considered before.
对，今天这些词其实就是特别简单，日常生活里用特别多的，比如 call,、比如说什么
sleep,
比如 company,、
all company, everybody.
I love my company, 好不好？我很爱看言英语。好，但这 company 还有一个另外的意思啊。那今天呢，大家赶快要收藏我们这个推送，因为这些词可能在很多的情景底下你都把它给理解错了。我们的微信推送呢，听了我讲这么多遍，我想大家也知道了，就叫开言英语，就是咱们的公众号，开放的开，语言的言啊。好，那前面我说就是学语言嘛，很重要的要联系上下文，是吧？那上下文或者语境，英语里面叫
context、
Context is key.
Context is key.
对，那像一个词，我们开言也好多用户经常会问我们说啊，这个词我怎么知道它到底是这个意思还是那个意思？
Well, you gotta look at the context.
真的就是这样。虽然我们常常会这样回复大家，但是 but it's true, right?
Sure.
一定要联系上下文，看那个语境啊。那我们今天分享的很多呢，都是一些固定的短语。So these are set phrases?
Yes, more or less.
More or less.More or less 就是一个 set phrase.
Yeah, it is.
基本上是 more or less, 或多或少。然后呢，也要跟大家讲一讲，就是我们开言英语16年的时候，我们每个月组织了很多的微信学习营啊，然后当时也有很多朋友跟我们一起学我们课程库里面很多很多的课程。然后呢2018年也快要到了，我就觉得啊，这些东西当时真的给大家带来很多学习的动力，很多学习的帮助，那我们今年就好好的再开始再钻研它。所以呢我们其实18年的1月份就会开第一期的微信学习班学习群。那这个就是开言会员课程，因为很多很庞大嘛，所以我们一月份的这个群就是找了四个最实用的一些场景，就是帮大家把自己平时学到的一些英语可能就差这么一点点，不是那么不是那么地道，或者暂且说的假英语变成更地道更流利的真英语。所以我们今天在微信推送的这个下一篇第二篇呢，会放这个营的一些相关的细节，大家可以去看一下啊。好，那我们还是赶快来跟大家讲这种 set phrases 固定的小短语。 So let's start with 就是从 call 这个词开始的一些小短语。
Okay, so everybody knows what a call is. Can I call you? Give you a call?
打电话，对吧？
Right. But here it means more like decision.
啊，是，它还有一个意思是决定。比如晚上想吃什么
？Right, you know, it's I don't care. It's your call.
It's your call.、不是说你打电话去订饭店。Maybe later,
yeah,
make the call first.
Right, right, right. And then after we go to the restaurant, it turns out that the food was really, really good. So we could say, "Oh, that restaurant, that was a good call."
That was a good call. 就是真是个好决定，是吧
？Right.
前面 Adam 说的那个 "It's your call" 就是你决定吧。
Right.
That's a good call.
这
两个小短语，你觉得是比较是casual， 比较很口语的，还是
？Yes, pretty casual.、
但我觉得有些工作的场合，只要不是那种十分正式的，其实在工作情景下也可以用的，对吧
？Well, the boss can probably say it to you. You know, like, this is your call.
我经常就这样，因为比如说我们写课啊什么，你有的时候会问我说啊，这样写行不行？或者什么的
？Right.
Well, it's your call.
Right. But you very rarely say good call.
我心里一直这么想。那我以后多说说。I'll say it more. Words matter.
That's right.
You have to say them. Okay, it's your call. That's a good call. 都行啊。好，那接下来我要看这个哦，真的特别容易引起歧义的，就是 sleep.
Okay, I love sleep.
睡觉 I know you love sleeping, napping.
I love napping. It's one of my favorite things. It is also a great time to make a decision. So, for example, if someone says, Adam, it's your call, but I don't know which way to do it, it means I need to take time to make the decision.
So you can say,
I'll sleep on it.
Yeah.I'll sleep on it, or let me sleep on it.
Right, and I'll get back to you.
对 can I sleep on it?
Right.
对吧？所以它这个其实现在想起来也挺形象的，就是to sleep on it, 意思就是你给我点时间，让我想想，让我睡一晚上，对吧？自己好好脑子里面过一遍。
Right, now just remember though, because we're talking about like one sleep here, so this doesn't mean like you can make the decision next week.It really does kind of mean like, can I...
明天这样。
Me or 后天 yeah.
对就是不要让人家等太久
right,
不要这么
right.
让我想几个月、Hibernate、
yeah.
冬眠。So can I sleep on it?、
Yeah.
Let me sleep on it. Or、you should sleep on it.
You should sleep on it.
对吧、yeah. 就给朋友建议可能说、我要换工作或者什么、that's a big decision. You should sleep on it.、
Exactly.、
好那我们接下来、再看一个词。Adam, 你觉得在开源工作开心吗
Oh yeah, never been happier.
真的吗
Oh yeah.
好 You love our company, right?
Well, so that's the thing. It's a good company. And when I'm here at the company, I feel that I'm in good company.
对所以因为 company 这个词我想大家基本上就觉得它的意思就是公司、但是像刚刚 Adam, 其实你最后用的 I am in good company.
Right.
这里的 company 的意思就是和一群人在一起。
Right, exactly. And those people probably share the same, you know,
values,
mission, hobbies.
And vision.
Yeah, okay, well, sure. but even like your friends, right? Like you're in good company with your friends.
对其实哎照这样想想真的就是一个 organization, 任何的组织就是由人组织起来的嘛。所以这 company 和这个 company 它就是有联系的、
Of course, yeah.
好那像 company 用在这里就是一群人组织陪伴的意思还有哪些常用的 set phrase 呢
We can also say just a person is good company.
哦比如、Spencer is such good company, 可以这样说吗
You could say it, I don't know if it's true.
我以为你们俩很好，你们不是有什么 bromance？
Best CP ever。
对，很多用户就太爱你们的，可是 third best CP ever。所以就是一个，比如or you know, Tara is such good company.
Yeah,
she's such a good company. You're such a good company.
Right. Yeah.
Or thanks for keeping me company.
That's probably what I would say more is keep someone company, which just means like don't let them be alone.
就陪我是不是
Yeah. Can you keep me company? Like for example, if I had a long trip.You know, it's better to take a long trip with somebody else who can keep you company.
那、你刚刚说的可能就是旅游的时候最好有人结伴同行、for safety reasons and
Could
also
be safety, but
emotional
also,
reasons.
Well, just to get bored.
对对对
You're by yourself, so it's nice, you know. Or even if you're sick or something, you know, someone can come over and just kind of hang out with you a bit, you know.、Oh, thanks for keeping me company.
讲到 company, 我还记得之前我们做过一个节目说就英语里面和 three 和三这个数字相关的 idioms 很多、然后你当时就讲过一个什么 two's
company, three's a crowd.
就是 two's company, 两个人在一起这个互相陪伴刚刚好对吧、
right.
然后三个人、有时候就太麻烦太多了
Well, in this case, it's probably like your question about the guy and the girl. Probably that guy just wants to be alone with the girl. But then if somebody else... Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Third wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
所以像这个、idiom 就用在那样的就别当电灯泡比较多
yeah,
是吧
yeah, yeah.
好那我们 company 看完了以后接下来我要说的这个、固定短语让我特别尴尬闹出过笑话就是 say when.
Oh, say when, yeah.
say now, 是有一个这个歌吧。Say when, 说什么时候。就那个吃饭的时候我婆婆她经常比如她给我什么盛汤啊或者倒什么饮料的时候她就会说 say when.
Say when.
然后我就想说 oh, it's 7 o'clock. 就是晚上七点。然后他大概也不知道 why I told her the time. 对，后来我才发现他那个 say when 的意思就是说你告诉我什么时候You know, it's enough.
Enough,
就、对你不要了。So, say when 是这个意思。
Yeah, so if somebody's pouring you a glass of wine or pouring some milk into your coffee or just pouring anything, say when.
Say when, 就是告诉我什么时候你觉得是够
了。Say when to stop.
Yeah, say when to stop. 那我可以怎么回答他呢？比如你给我倒酒或者什么，然后你跟我说 say when, 然后我觉得满的时候我就跟你说 when.
You could.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could.
真的可以讲吗?
Well, I mean, what I would probably suggest you say is like, okay, that's good. But
okay,
like, you、
good.
Could say when, because it's kind of funny.
Funny, yeah.
But like, cheesy funny.
所以最好的这个回答 reply 还是 okay, that's good.
That's good, or okay, yeah, all right, that's enough, thanks.
Okay.
Because that's the thing, sometimes when you do say when, they don't stop. So the first one has to be, like, for example, my Chinese friends always want to keep,pouring me beer
or
baijiu just keep it coming and I want to say like no that's enough so maybe the first one can be you know that's good and then the second one can be like oh okay that's enough thank you that's enough
好那今天讲虽然都是很简单的词但真的发散出来它作为小短语意思跟我们想的完全不一样啊、特别有趣那接下来我们还有三个要跟大家分享的第一个是Buying, to、
Ooh.
buy, 买东西、
But this is not about buying things. This is about buying ideas or believing ideas.、
就是和相信,可能 you're trying to convince people.
Right.
But not very convincingly, and then they can say, oh, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.、
比如一个人,就很多那种东西听起来 too good to be true.
Right, yeah.
对吧?一个、哦、很好的房子,然后低于市场价很多很多,然后你可以看了那个广告以后、I don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
Exactly. Well, so then you would have the two meanings, right? One, I do not want to buy this.
Yes.
And the other, of course, is like, I don't believe this.
对对。所以其实就是我觉得它 it's like a metaphor, right? I'm not going to buy your BS.、
Basically. Right, right, exactly. And just remember, guys, it is I don't buy it. It might sound, from a grammar point of view, might sound a little strange,、but it's、I don't buy it.
对，就是按照一个固定搭配来记它了、固定短语、
Right.
I don't buy it.
Or, don't buy
I'm
it.
Not buying it.
Or I'm not buying it.
对，都行。好，那我们今天最后要说的这一个词呢是
Lost.
L-O-S-T.
Something I never am.
Lost.
Lost.
Maybe lost, 就迷路是吧、Oh, I'm lost, 或者、I'm lost in life, 在人生当中很迷失。或者有些人呢他是 lost, 他的 temper, 的脾气。
Oh, that's something I do, yeah, absolutely.
情绪啊。我们昨天不是开言有一个课讲心理健康 mental health, 是吗、
yes.
我记得有一个例句就是说什么 she totally lost it after losing her job 之类的、
就
她丢了工作然后她整个人她就 totally lost it、
right.
她说的 lost it 就是说崩溃了有点是吧
Yeah, you lose control of、your emotion or your mind、You just, you know, you're screaming in the street or
对所以当你看到那个固定的短语固定搭配是Someone lost it 的时候、这个 lost it 意思就是他情绪失控了
Right
比如你可以说 Oh, I totally lost it today
At work, yeah
At work 就是工作的时候 Lash out 对 Lash out 就是另外一个说法发脾气、
right.
对吧或者就是对某人发脾气
Right, so that would be to lose it on someone
I lost it on my boss.
On my boss. Or like if I forget my girlfriend's birthday again.
She totally lost,
she lost it on
me. 对都行啊。那有的时候啊作为家长真的小孩做啊或者什么的时候、发脾气的时候打他什么也可以。I lost it on my child.
On my kids.
On my kids. 对但这个现在我自己做妈妈就觉得。他们就是上帝给我的功课就是要修炼我的脾气 I can't lose it
With your kids、yeah.
好那今天希望大家喜欢我们教你的这些简单词简单小单词它别的意思和别的用法啊。然后就像我节目之前所说的我们平时在这学校里面或者课本里学到的英语呢是一个很好的底子和基础 但是语言呢经常就是你到用的时候才发现啊不够，或者说我学很多东西意思和外国人讲的还是不太对，那就没关系，因为我们开言英语每天做的会员课程其实就是一天一天循序渐进，让大家非常可消化的方式去学最实用最道地的英语。然后呢加上我们一月份还会开辅助的微信群啊，帮大家更系统性的来学我们的这些课程。那我们平时每天会给大家发一些学习的督促提醒任务，然后每周我们的主播也会像 Adam 在群里面会跟大家有一些课后的答疑啊，希望能帮你们更好的学习，也养成一个好的学习习惯。然后这次的活动呢其实只要你升级开言的两年会员以后就可以免费的参加，所以也是一个很好的我觉得建立学习习惯的机会吧。那如果你对这个活动有兴趣的话呢，千万别忘了到微信公众号来了解一下。那成为我们两年的会员学习课程呢，这次活动只要1199，而且这个群就是你可以免费的加入。好，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Bye guys. And your mercies are new every hour.